This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
Rob Rogers was fired by the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette after the newspaper rejected a number of cartoons critical of Donald Trump's presidential policies. I looked this up on Snopes, and Snopes reports Rogers' firing was not based on one single cartoon, but rather that he had been irritating the new editors for a while. Rogers' cartoons, according to Snopes, have regularly appeared in that newspaper since he was hired in 1993. The editorial director, Keith Burris, says Rogers was fired because he was unwilling to collaborate on his cartoons.
Seems awfully suspicious to me, Rich, considering that this firing comes at a time where I think just 2 or 3 months prior, the aforementioned Mr. Burris was promoted to the editorial page editor position. And his explanation was, well, we were never against drawing caricatures or cartoons that lampooned or criticized Trump. But doing it so often and every day, he thought that was over the line. But honestly, take a look what other cartoonists are doing all across the country. This is just responsible journalism, and he should have the freedom to do that. And I think it's just highly suspicious of this move, yet they have the right to do that. But obviously, if you know anything about block communications, and they're also merged with the Toledo Blade. Their editorial pages together, they're very highly conservative. And if you put one and one together, you figure out that this is the kind of this probably wasn't the kind of cartooning or editorial comments that they want to make about a very conservative White House.
Block is the company that bought the Post-Gazette.
Yes, they have merged the editorial newsrooms with that of the Toledo Blade. And they've had a very conservative front. It's unapologetic, and it's quite obvious, I think, what's happening here.
Well, what cartoonists do for a job puts them in a really precarious situation. You are commenting on, you know, things that are happening in the world or, you know, particularly in the country, and it can put you at odds against the people who own your company, and that is precisely what seems to have happened here. I can't say I am surprised, and I doubt this is the last cartoonist who's going to be fired right now. I'm from the Pittsburgh area, so I kind of understand the landscape there, the demographics of people out there. Some of that area in Pennsylvania, Western Pennsylvania, is fairly conservative, but there's also a very liberal side to the Pittsburgh area as well. This newspaper seems to want to be catering to the more conservative base in that area, and unfortunately, it's within his boss's right to say, you know what, you are not doing what we want you to do, and because of that, we're letting you go. I mean, it's unfortunate. I think plenty of people have been put in the position where they have been fired or let go from a job for really terrible reasons, reasons that shouldn't have even led to a firing. But, you know, this is unfortunately what can happen.
And I worked with a cartoonist from the greater St. Louis area, which is also rather conservative as well. And despite its, of course, some liberal positions here and there. But nonetheless, so we had a very, very conservative editorial board, editorial front, and a cartoonist that obliged by that. And my contention and argument with this this cartoonist, who's now gone on to work with Disney, very talented. I don't hold him against it, the talent, but the point of the matter is cartoonists, I believe, should try to look at both sides and lampoon and draw caricatures of and criticize both sides when both sides deserve it. And this particular cartoonist that I once worked with, highly talented, well-versed, but would never do anything or write anything derogatory against conservative issues, which there are plenty of, especially, you know, throughout the George W. Bush administration. He consistently would stay away from that, and I think it took away from his talent, his ability to look at that and be a someone who provides a very unique commentary that goes back to, you know, 19th century journalism, Thomas Nast, and those things. They play an integral role in our society.
Is it a disappearing position, Will, since you have some experience in the newspaper industry? Do many newspapers have editorial cartoonists?
Ours was a medium-sized paper in a large market, and that was rare for us just to have that. So that was unusual. And he had his own. He had a syndicated cartoon strip as well. So that was highly unusual for what we have. We were lucky to have had him. But as far as having someone that's an in-house cartoonist, you're only going to see that, if at all, in these large major metros. But I do believe it's something that is not as prevalent as it once was. Are they disappearing? Perhaps. I don't think you see them as much as you once did anymore. Anymore, you need to maybe turn to the larger metro dailies or the New Yorker if you want some good editorial cartoons.
That's something I've always enjoyed looking at personally, is editorial cartoons, no matter who is in the White House. The really skilled cartoonists can really have a sharp knife. They really do a great job of lampooning what is happening in the nation, and they do it a lot with the drawing. I think the lesser talented cartoonists have a lot of words within the cartoon. The talented ones can really get a point across just with the images they draw.
Absolutely, and again, that was my contention with the gentleman, very talented cartoonist that I work with, is he just consistently would put blinders on, even when the most questionable issues were coming out of the Bush White House that were being drawn by everyone else but not him. But an excellent cartoon that Rogers, this very cartoonist, drew the other day and had run in The Voice the other day, was dealing with the separating children with the immigrants. And it was just a picture of the backside of the Statue of Liberty kind of tossing and dangling a child over a screaming kid of a reaching parent. I mean, that said it all without a single word. Mm-hmm. And it was so powerful and so effective. And I think we need these images and visuals to really make these arguments, and some good talents like Rogers are sorely needed.
Yeah, and good on Rob Rogers to continue doing what he felt he should be doing. And although that led to his firing, there are plenty of other places that his work can still be seen, including web and social media. He'll be able to get his message out.
I think he's still in syndication, I believe, and I think he'll land on his feet somewhere, certainly. But this is highly suspicious, considering also we need to make known that in the 25 years at the same newspaper, and he's a 1999 Pulitzer finalist. I mean, I don't think you just up and suddenly out of the blue fire this guy. So there's something not right about this.
Well, I agree with Jasmine's point earlier that certainly the paper has a right to fire him or perhaps demand certain things out of him. But I think if I was in charge of a newspaper newsroom, I would give pretty much free rein to the editorial cartoonist. Especially someone this talented, you have to let that person do their thing.
Absolutely, and that's a must. And I agree that they have the right to do that. I'm not arguing that either. But I think the readers and the general public just have to take a healthy dose of this and really take a closer look at this and try to analyze what really happened here and know that this was definitely unjustified.
Yeah, I mean, the reason that we do Shop Talks talking about things like this is so people know what's going on in the industry, and it's important for everyone to understand why maybe someone lost their job. It wasn't because they were bad at it. Maybe it was because their political opinions did not line up, and that's unfair. And you know, people can speak to it by just maybe not picking up the paper anymore or asking to be for someone to be reinstated. I mean, the audience has much more power than they realize.
Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.